This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grada.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Officials at Walton Arts Center say the Arkansas Music Pavilion, or AMP, will be at a new location for the summer of 2012. The outdoor venue that has been positioned in the Northwest Arkansas Mall parking lot for the past 7 years will host concerts instead at the Washington County Fairgrounds this year. Walton Arts Center purchased the AMP in February 2011 and last year announced plans for a major renovation. However, negotiations with new owners of the mall have delayed that construction. Walton Arts Center officials say they plan to proceed with their long-term plans for the AMP and are still in conversations with the mall ownership, but say they're also talking to the city of Fayetteville and private landowners about the future of the AMP. A full summer schedule for the venue is to be announced this spring.
The Arkansas Forestry Commission met yesterday to consider the proposal of state lawmakers to restore 20 of the commission's firefighting positions. The agency's Board of Commissioners voted unanimously to support the proposals, despite the fact it doesn't provide a source of funding to fill the positions. One suggestion, a nickel per acre addition to the forest fire protection tax, is expected to be a long shot. Alan Bedell is the chairman of the Forestry Commission's board.
I would love it if somebody was knocking on the door here saying, could we please propose legislation to help fix this thing? But that's my personal thing. Professionally, I guess I can say that I question whether or not somebody would be knocking on the door.
However, Forestry Commission leaders say they have been approaching state lawmakers, and those lawmakers have been listening. Bedell says with recent drought conditions and the now known need for additional funding, he has reason to be optimistic.
The state's only medical school, the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, is planning to build a nanomedical center to allow for the latest nanotechnology in medicine to be available bedside for Arkansas patients. Vladimir Zharoff with the UAMS College of Medicine says the Arkansas Nanomedicine Center is a key commitment to keep UAMS on the front of applications.
We are planning to start clinical trials for detection of circulated clots within next 2 years. We try and develop very small portable watch-like device. They can detect clots throughout the day.
The Arkansas Nanomedicine Center has 35 faculty members who work in nanomedicine projects. Some of their current groundbreaking projects include cancer prediction and certain types of cancer therapy.
The Arkansas Razorback gymnastics team is ranked second in the nation, only behind Utah, in the latest gym info poll released late yesterday. Arkansas will host two meets this weekend in Barnhill Arena. Number 13 Auburn is in town Friday night at 7, and number 5 Oklahoma will be in Fayetteville for a 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon meet.
The John Brown University men's basketball team is back in the national rankings, entering the latest NAIA poll at 23. The Golden Eagles are 17-5 this year. Meanwhile, the Arkansas men's basketball team home tonight, hosting Vanderbilt at 8 in Bud Walton Arena.
KUAF is supported by RLT, which continues its 26th main stage season with the musical Hairspray, beginning Friday, February 10th, and running through the 26th. In this production, a lovable plus-size heroine finds herself transformed from an outsider to teen celebrity overnight. 631-8988 or rogerslittletheater.org for tickets or more information.